I think they're in trouble in Syria. I mean, they're clearly in trouble with the Russian bombardment, and they're trouble in Iraq. And Raqqa, their capital in Syria, is symbolically unimportant. And they'll just get up and they'll move wherever they can.
So it appears as though the Islamic State is moving shop to Libya. The U.S. conducted an airstrike there recently, and I'm wondering why they're moving to Libya.
Right now, Libya is just wide open, and there's no military in North Africa that can take them on. I mean, they're taking oil facilities, port facilities. They're closer to Europe. All they have to do is hold on somewhere, and Libya is the place to do it. I think things are really bad there. We have no local forces on the ground that are going to help, nothing like the government in Baghdad or even sort of a reluctant ally like Russia. I think things are bad there.
So give us a sense of what kind of risk ISIL moving to Libya poses for the rest of the world.
It's an ungoverned space. It's a risk in the sense that it's a short boat ride to Lampedusa Island in Italy. You can send refugees in, hide terrorists. You can destabilize Tunisia. It's also a great place to go after the Egyptians. Wide open border, you can't control it. And then from Libya, of course, it's an entree into sub-Saharan Africa, whether it's Niger, Mali, Cameroons, or Nigeria. I mean, if you could unite Libya with sub-Saharan Africa in some sort of very, remote caliphate, that would serve their purposes.
Former CIA operative Robert Bayer, J.J. Green, WTOP News.